Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, party people, the Stars season gets going tomorrow, and a great way to get it launched here on the show is to have a very special guest joining us on the buyersafety.com hotline. It's Stars goalie Ben Bishop. Hello, Ben. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to jump on with us. Right out the gate, there's a lot of excitement about the season. What would you say, if there's anything significant, is different about this year's version of the Stars compared to what we saw last year?
Well, I think we made some big off-season moves, added some experience in the room, and I think the excitement's there at the beginning of every season, and really no different this year. Obviously, just a couple new additions that bring a lot of experience and a couple guys that have been there and done that. So, but the beginning of the season is always excited. So, just like you said, ready to get it going now.
What do you think is the identity of your team? Or at the end of this season, how will the rest of the league see your team if everything goes well? What will be y'all's identity?
Well, I think that's something you have to work on throughout the season and try to find. You know, everybody comes in and says they want to be the hardest working team, but not every single team can do that. But I think that's one of those things that, you know, as the season goes on, you kind of find your identity and try to stick with it. And, you know, hopefully we can kind of, you know, start off this year how we ended last year, just being, you know, good defensively and, you know, getting some big timely goals. And obviously the beginning of the season is always a little bit more sloppy. Guys are trying to, you know, find their ways. The structure is not always there, but you want to be good defensively, and then obviously we've got some guys that can put the puck in the net, so hopefully they can step up and, you know, score some big goals.
You mentioned be good defensively. Obviously a lot falls on you, but last year you guys had a phenomenal rookie in Miro, and so let's talk about him. How much can he grow from, you know, year one to year two, and what does he exactly provide for this team?
He's going to be huge. I think, you know, it's hard to grow off such a, you know, great year. I think as long as he can stay consistent, you know, with kind of where he went last year, I think the offensive side will come a little bit more. He'll get a little bit more comfortable jumping in the play. But, you know, if he just sticks to what he was doing last year and comes out, you know, he's going to be a special talent, probably, you know, for sure Hall of Famer if he can keep up the pace that he did last year. And I think, you know, the sky's the limit. So it's a lot of fun to watch. He's very mature for his age. And I don't really expect to see – he's not one of those guys that's going to wow you. He just kind of does everything right, kind of behind the scenes. And you know, maybe a couple more, you know, wild goals this year just because he'll be a little more comfortable jumping up.
You know, we really thought you should have won the Vezina. We have a lot of confidence in you. We think you're brilliant. And, you know, I think a lot of folks were outraged that you didn't. And I'm not sure how you feel about that. But that said, is that a personal goal for you as you look at this season?
I think it's hard to say you want to go out there and, you know, win the Vezina. I think it's more just you want to get off to a good start and you kind of take it game by game, and you want to, you know, be playing well. And normally, if you kind of take it game by game, you're playing well, you're getting the wins, and then that kind of starts falling in your lap later in the season. You don't really, obviously, you want to go out and be the best goalie every single night, but I don't think you sit here strive to try to win the Vezina in the first month. You got to, you know, kind of really just pace yourself, and if you're doing all the things right throughout the season, then, you know, as the season goes on, then that's kind of hopefully one of those things you fall into that conversation, but you got to kind of focus on doing the right thing in day one and kind of, you know, building towards that, because you'd be really frustrated if you got off to a bad start and that was your main goal, was trying to win the Vezina. You'd be kicking yourself all season. So it's really just kind of taking it game by game.
This is Ben Bishop joining us on the Ben and Skin Show. What is an off season like for a goalie? What are some of the things that you do to improve?
First, you just get a little rest. The body takes a beat through the season, and then kind of get back into the routine. You're working out. You know, for the goalies, I think we do a little more yoga. I did some Pilates, working with, you know, some, you know, stretching lady that, you know, I go see and, you know, works on, you know, different stretching, just kind of stay pliable. You know, not necessarily trying to, you know, get the squatting record or the most pull-ups. Just try to stay fit and then stay stretching. And then obviously you start skating kind of towards the end of July and August and slowly get back into it.
What did you do any binge watching of TV shows or anything this off season that we need to know about?
No, not really. We got a 15-month-old at home. So that was my binge watching him.
Yeah, that can be tedious, my friend. Is this your first?
It is.
Oh my God.
So you're happy to have the hockey back.
You know, I think that first road trip is going to be pretty nice. So I didn't say it, but get to sleep in your own bed. No, it'll be nice. It's going to be hard. Definitely going to miss him, but definitely going to enjoy some, you know, good nights of sleep on the road for sure.
I'm sure you've been told this. It's a hell of a lot cooler when they're like five, but don't worry about it. Yeah. It's coming. Talking to Ben Bishop here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Who, we were talking about this with Shippy, our one of our producers, huge hockey fan. So are the Blues y'all's biggest rival? I mean, I don't know who you view as your biggest rival. I'm assuming you guys kind of hate each other. Is that probably pretty accurate?
Yeah, I think anytime you play, you know, Nashville and St. Louis, anytime you play a team in the playoffs the year before, you know, playoff hockey, and then when you add, you play against them six, seven times in a row, there's a pretty good, you know, rivalry that brews within the game just between people and guys. And you learn to hate them pretty quick after you've been facing the guys for six, seven games in a row. So I think that Nashville and St. Louis definitely, you know, is at the top right now. Anytime you play a team in the playoffs, it kind of adds to the rivalry, and then, you know, being in the Central.
Let's pour gasoline on it. Which player do you hate the most?
there's a few, I think. I don't know if there's just one. But I don't think I want to fuel that fire. So.
Dang.
I'll let them know face-to-face. I don't want to get any bolts in, you know, the team.
Maybe I'm making up a story, but you've lived there, right? And you had family there and family roots there and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, that's where I'm from. I was born in Denver, and I was only there for 8 months. So I, you know, pretty much grew up and still go back to St. Louis in the summers, and that's still home.
We're talking to the greatest goalie on the planet, Ben Bishop, on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
Okay, so yeah, it's interesting what you said. You don't want to give him any bulletin board material, and that's smart. You're a veteran. You're not going to fall into that trap. But you said you'll tell them to their face. That's awesome. So if you were to tell a guy when you're playing on the ice, hey, I hate you, or go F yourself, or something like that, that wouldn't be as big of a deal as saying it in a newspaper and having it be bulletin board material?
Right, exactly.
Why wouldn't they just go back and say, hey, man, Ben Bishop just told me this, you guys, let's get him. I mean, wouldn't it have the same impact?
No, I don't want to give him any motivation before the game. Like, throw it on him during the game, you know?
Yeah.
Do you ever send any of your henchmen to slash their tires during the game?
No, but I've thought about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Is there trash talking happening on the ice?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of F-bombs and things you would never say to a normal person.
Commentary about their loved ones.
Yeah. A lot of things are way off sides. It's for some reason are on sides. When you're playing, but yeah, some funny stuff. And the thing is, you could be buddies with a guy too, and, you know, friends with him. But once you get in the game, I mean, you say like some completely offsides as often isn't appropriate. But then after the game, it's like, hey, buddy, how's it going?
Yeah, sports makes us all crazy. We love it. Okay, tell us about Joe Pavelski, personality wise, what he brings to the team. That's you know, probably y'all's biggest acquisition, I'd say.
Yeah, him and, you know, Perry. I mean, just two guys that have, you know, been captains for their teams for a long time, you know, been there, done that type, made all-star games, played in the finals. You know, Perry's won a cup. Perry's pretty much won every hockey trophy you can win. He's gold medals, world championships, world juniors, Stanley Cup. So, I mean, the experience that, you know, Perry and then obviously Pavelski, it's just, it's hard to find guys in the league that have been there and done that kind of in every situation.
You brought up
Perry. Have them on our team.
You brought up Perry. He's an agitator, right? So did you hate him before he was your teammate?
Yeah, no, we had some pretty good battles, Perry and I. Yeah, he's definitely one of those guys that it's nice to have on your side because he's a pain to deal with, you know, night in and night out, but he's a very effective player. So just excited to have both of them. Even Sakara, you know, another guy that's been around for a long time. So just that leadership and, you know, experience really helps, you know, kind of mold a team.
We have this thing here called the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053, where folks can send stuff in. I hope I'm not being led astray here. What is the most delicious dish at Bishop's Post?
Oh, there's some good stuff there. I mean, I hear a lot of people like the fried chicken night.
Is that your dad's restaurant?
It's my dad and some of his buddies' restaurant. So there's a lot of good things there. There really isn't much, not a bad item. I kind of like it all, but it's all pretty good.
Do you have any friendships with any Mavericks or Texas Rangers or Dallas Cowboys?
Well, we've gone to the Rangers stadium both the last two summers and kind of got to know some of those guys. And the Mavs is kind of tough because we're always like opposite schedules. Whenever we're on the road, they're playing at home. Whenever they're at home, we're on the road. So and then obviously Zeke and Dak came down for the playoffs last year. But yeah, we all get along. It's a fun to be in a big sports city like Dallas, and obviously a lot of good teams. And it's fun watching the Cowboys right now, and excited for the Mavs to get started too.
Well, it's nice to have you on, Ben. We wish you great success this year, building on last year. And thanks for taking the time to talk to us before the season starts, man.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he goes, Ben Bishop. He will be your goaltender this year.
That's a huge get.
Yeah, he's
Who
awesome,
him?
Man.
KT?
Shippy? Yeah. Shippy didn't want any hockey this year, so KT stepped up and booked him.
How would you compare, and Shippy, maybe you can answer this best, but how would you compare Ben Bishop to somebody on the Cowboys, Rangers, or Mavs? Like, what is his equivalent player of import?
I think he's the Dwight Powell of the Stars.
I would go with... I'd probably go with the Tank Lawrence of the Cowboys.
Wow.
Like,
ooh.
Setting the tone. Because as you could tell there, he's a pretty edgy dude, and he's not afraid. He played with the Texas Tornadoes in the minor leagues, and he actually got in this big goalie fight. He's not afraid to mix it up, and as you could tell, he talks a lot of trash there. So I think he's kind of the guy who sets the tone for the Stars in net. He's got an aggressive personality, and he's obviously really, really good at what he does.
Is it common in hockey for the crowd to start going, goalie fight, goalie fight? Goalie fight!
So they're on opposite ends of the ice. How do they...
Everybody clears the ice, and then they just speed towards each other at full speed.
There have been a few...
hey, man! F you, man!
Yeah, I don't really know how they talk trash from opposite ends of the ice, but, I mean...
Walkie-talkies, dude. They have them right there on the net.
Jordan Binnington and Ben Bishop had some weird stuff happen where they were crossing paths during the playoffs, and Binnington would kind of give him a little slash, and Ben Bishop would give him a little push back, so... There's times where they cross paths and they can get into it.
Well, it's like my pastor always said, hockey's not for peas. All right, so Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, coming up next. Earlier today, old Mike Lombardi was on with Sean and RJ, and he delivered some gems. Let's get into it next right here on The Fan.